Driving Jaguar's latest XF sedan. Similar in appearance, but all new under the skin with lightweight aluminium architecture, the result of a far more accommodating cabin to the previous model and significantly lighter by 190 kilos. This, together with a 28% lift in torsional stiffness, is fundamental to the latest XF Jaguar's newfound handling dynamics. I drove the 2.5-litre turbo petrol 25TR Sport at $89,000 with 8-speed automatic, manual sports paddles, sports suspension, and a host of comfort and convenience equipment. I manage 9.7 litres 100 with mainly city driving, which is far from best in class. Under Indian ownership by the Tata Group, Jaguar continues to go from strength to strength. When Mr. Tata paid £1.5 billion for Jaguar Land Rover in 2008, many suggested he was well out of his depth. However, the Indian industrialist proved his sceptics wrong, with both Jaguar and Land Rover today highly successful. More than £11 billion of investment has turned Jaguar Land Rover into one of Britain's most profitable companies. Staffing levels have almost doubled since, and Britain's car industry is once again riding the crest of a wave. Interestingly, Jaguar Land Rover's former owner Ford had never been able to make a profit. In the year it sold the company, it lost £41.6 million. I'm David Berthon.